Again?
Yes, we are.
Yes. We took off for a bit because I had that operation done that I discussed the last podcast. Doing very well with that. Had to have 9 teeth pulled. Got over that rather quicker than I thought. So, alright. We have some stuff to ask of you guys. And some new policies, new rules. We'll jump right into that here pretty quick. What do you think, man?
Sounds good to me. Big announcements, yep. You guys. Big announcements.
Alright. So, unfortunately, there is no more Facebook group chat because, unfortunately, Kane's Facebook got hacked, unfortunately. But what we're going to do is, if you do, in fact, want to join, you type in, want to join. And you can do that. However, when you do that, we do expect a little bit of activity. In other words, comments, ideas of the podcast and stuff like that. We don't do this for us. We do it for everyone else. And also, if you do that, we'd like to know what you learned from this. Because we're doing this to educate too, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
And if this doesn't go anywhere, you have until, when did we say, bud?
The end of January.
The end of January to interact if you say you want to join. If that does not happen, click, and you know what that means. Because we like to keep it going. But we'd like interaction from our audience as well. Is that too much to ask?
I don't think so.
And I don't think that that is too much to ask either. So, if you don't want to comment, then don't click want to join. Right? Simple as that.
Absolutely.
As opposed, and also opposed to every week where we were doing it, we're going to do this now every other week. So we're scaling it back. We're scaling back because we want more activity, and we also want more time for those to get caught up. This is a new season. This is a new way of doing things. This is a whole new format right here.
Absolutely. And I do not get me wrong. I understand. We both understand people have lives. Now, bud, how much do you understand how people have lives?
You know what? Everyone has a life of their own, and we understand that. It's just if you do click want to join, we just expect you to join. It's like a membership. See, you keep the membership going, you pay your dues. Although this time, this way you pay your dues is to talk, type, text.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so, and we can tell people listen to our podcast because we've seen two listeners who listened to our last podcast.
So, absolutely. So, thank you for that.
Yes.
Thank you very much for that as well. We appreciate that too, is that you listen to, and we have some good topics coming up too, but this one is going to be just strictly what we, not expectations, but what we prefer, what we would like to see.
Absolutely, and we...
So, I mean, we're not, Kane and I talked about this, we thought long and hard. We were going to really crack down on you guys, to tell you the truth, but I'm the one that said, no, can't do that, you know? Well, we were going to, but I had a fear that we would have lost our audience, and Kane had that same after I said that, because we don't want to tell you what to do. We don't want to, we're not trying to. Yes, I know we're not your boss. But if you do want to join, give us something to chew on, you know? So to speak.
Absolutely, yes.
So ideas on podcast stuff. We already have quite a few ideas lined up.
So that's the way we're aiming toward.
And we also
wanted to throw in some tips for you guys too. So first of all, today not only are we talking about that, but we are also talking about Facebook awareness.
Absolutely. One of the things that I always recommend is if you have Facebook. If you do, and most people do, I do, Kane does, I would say probably about 90% of the listeners do, isn't it safe to say?
Yes.
Be careful. Don't assume that everyone is legit, because 9 times out of 10, they're not. Not to scare you, saying that not everyone is legit. I'm not saying everyone's bad, but a lot of people, and especially if you don't know them, that's why I don't do that kind of stuff. That's why I'm private. And the thing is, if you don't know someone on Facebook, I recommend you don't be friends with them. Like, if you don't recognize the name. Like, if I'd seen somebody come up on my Facebook, I would not be friends with you, I'll be honest. If I do not know who you are, I don't know that I can trust you.
Right.
So be very, very careful as to what you do. Be careful what you also be careful what the heck you put on Facebook. I mean, my goodness, people put some stupid stuff on there.
And let me tell you, let me. So I'm not going to go into names because I don't want to slander anyone, but I was
a part
of a prayer group, and my friend had told me I want to add you as a personal contact. Can I add you? And I said, yes, of course.
Yeah, so given the good person that Kane is and his good nature, he said yes.
And here I thought it was the person that was in the prayer group with me. So I gave him my phone number. He said he sent me a code to enter it. So I did numerous times, and it didn't work. And I'll be honest with you guys. I thought it was just his personality when he said, give me the code. Something seemed a little fishy, but I thought it was just his personality. Turns out, it didn't work, and he said he sent something to my Facebook. Click yes. So I did, and boom. Completely logged me out of my account. Yep. They changed everything. Passwords, email,
email, everything. And that's how we lost the group chat.
And now come to find out the hacker that has my Facebook is using my email to buy stuff.
That is not okay.
Right.
So, if someone does that, recommendation, I'm sure Kane, you will agree. Now, say no. Someone asks you to be that contact or whatnot, say no.
Well, actually, Queen Sylvie, I don't know if you're listening to this podcast, but she taught me a very valuable lesson. And Queen, I want to thank you for this. When I had my new Facebook, when I told her I was trying to send her a friend request, she actually told me to call her because she wanted to find out if it was really a hacker or not.
Absolutely, yes.
So if somebody wants you to be in their contact list, tell them to call you through Messenger if that's how they're talking to you, because that is how they were talking to me, is through Messenger.
Absolutely. And even then, you still got to be careful. My tip would be, do you know this person, you know what I mean, Kane, you know, personally? Do you know them? How long have you known? How long? If you know them for a week, don't do it. If you know them for 2 weeks, don't do it.
You know, you make a very good point.
If you've known them for like 5, 6 years and you've met them several times, you know you can trust them, then do it. But if you've never laid eyes on this person face to face, I'm not talking about screen to screen, face to face. If you've never done that, don't do that, because you don't know if they, you don't know who that person is. You don't know if they're really who they say they are.
You know, you make a very good point. But so that is what we wanted to come and talk to you guys about today. And again, we're not trying to be rude to you guys, but I
absolutely.
And let
but,
me.
But how long have we been doing this for? I mean,
since 2018.
Yeah, and we have not. We have gotten absolutely zippo. Zero. Number of listeners to us is good. Okay, that's fine. But what about what the heck? What you think about the podcast? What about that? That matters,
right?
What about what have you learned? Like what we're talking about now, Kane? Wouldn't you like to know?
Yes.
Did anyone learn anything from what we talked about? Or are they going to make the same mistake?
And also, the furthest, let me tell you, the furthest thing that we've gotten. So, yes, we've gotten hearts and thumbs up, which is good. Like I'm saying, there is nothing wrong with that. And we
we appreciate that. But a little bit of what you've learned, what you think, ideas on what, because I'll tell you what, I thought, and you probably did too, okay, and you probably did too. I thought that when we started this thing, I thought we were going to have question after question after question after question after, you know what I mean? Like something like that. Something like that where we were going to have to pick at random which ones to answer. That is kind of, to be honest, that would really, really help.
It really
would. That would help. Because I don't want to. Kane, do you feel like, I don't know, I feel like I'm feeding an alligator at times. I feel like that I'm feeding this alligator and he never gets full. You know what I'm saying?
The knowledge always pops out of his brain.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you're going to feed the alligator, shouldn't you know what this alligator is learning?
Absolutely. And let me tell you guys what made me think about putting want to join and stuff. So I have had several messenger groups where I would just add people on messenger. However, due to the fact whether, I don't know if it's people just don't want to be bothered or if somebody has a life or somebody don't want to be involved with some members of the group. I don't know. But when I created messenger groups, and this is what made me say want to join on here. People will leave the groups if you just plain add them without your permission. And that...
Kane, think of it this way. Think of it like this. And you're correct. Now, think of it like this. If Kane or I had a... If we had a candy bar, you know, like, say we had this whole big, you know, the great big old Hershey bars.
Yes.
Would you just take one or would you ask?
You would ask.
If you were in your right mind, you'd ask.
Right.
So, therefore, and Kane and I talked. Before we did this podcast, Kane, how long did we talk? We talked 2 hours about this thing.
We really did. It took us a long time to think of everything that we wanted to talk about.
We wanted to put up there, and we wanted to put forth. We wanted to do, because we're like, no, wait a minute. How do we do this? How do we do this? You know, okay, do you want more entertainment? Okay, all right, then tell us that. Do you want more law enforcement news? Then tell us that. Tell us what you want.
Absolutely.
It's like going to a restaurant not knowing what the heck you're going to order, and you look at the menu 3 times over.
And I'll tell you some, now, and other things. We appreciate. We also appreciate the biggest interaction that we have ever had is our anniversary Facebook.
Oh, yes, and we do, and we so appreciate that. But what we would really like is for every podcast to be similar to that.
Absolutely, yes,
but
yes.
Make this thing work. Let's make it work. Let's keep it going. And like I said, and we get, even if we get one, if one or two people or more, you come up with ideas, you're going to help keep this thing going. It's like back channel. Okay? Now, back channel, the only way you can communicate with your host live, which I used to do all the time. Now, we do Word of the Day quiz live, but they encourage you to leave a review or subscribe. Now, we're not asking you to subscribe, okay? We're not asking you. You can leave reviews in the chat, sure. If you want to join, you can leave a review.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, you know, that you can definitely do that.
Right.
For sure.
Now, I'll tell you then. I'll tell you another thing that Doug, I'm pretty sure you know why I'm laughing. Another thing that we've came as far as people, when we did have a podcast at one time, somebody posted some very inappropriate things.
Yes. Now, don't do that. But don't do podcast related, please. I'm not Jerry Springer. He ain't Dr. Phil.
Absolutely.
We're not Oprah or the Oprah Winfrey Show either. We're not here to, okay, not to be rude. We don't want your problems spread out all over that. We don't want that. We do not want that. That was too bad. That was too bad. I felt like a darn psychiatrist, and we're not. now this is called Kane's Christian Discussion / ALN, not Dr. Kane's Psychiatry and Dr. Doug's Psychiatry Evaluation Questions. Let's keep that clear.
Right.
Think about it, bud. I mean, that's what that person was thinking we were going to do.
Right.
We come right out, though. That's why we did that one where we're like, don't do that. So, however, we don't want that. But if you have any questions about that, because the week after next, we have transport orders coming up. So we're going to be doing transport orders. What is a transport order? You're going to have to wait and see.
And no,
I ain't talking about transporting, ordering a pizza. Okay? I'm not talking about that. I don't mean order a pizza and it'd be transport to you. And also, hey, I just talked to Eric Reynolds the other day, bud, and what about variations of transport vans?
You know what? That's actually a good idea, man.
So there we go. See, next week, transport orders and variations, similarities of transport vans.
You guys are definitely going to enjoy this next podcast, and
absolutely.
Please.
Absolutely. You're gonna enjoy it more than this one, but we're sorry. But we had to do this. But the Facebook awareness is very, very important, because, like, my mom, if my mom does not know you, or if your name doesn't sound familiar, she's not going to add you. She's very, very cautious. She's taught me the same thing. And Kane knows my mom, personally. I got one smart mom.
You really, and I actually am very thankful that I've gotten to meet her over the years.
Oh, yes. We had a lot of fun times.
Yes.
With our parent appreciations and stuff like that. So to keep this podcast afloat, if there are any hungry alligators out there, please let us know. And you know, bud, this is the reason why I said alligators. Because this is the only way that I could think of an example. that is a little uncommon, but it's like feeding, you know?
Right.
It's like, well, you don't just go out and you don't go out in the ocean and feed alligators and expect them to be full all the time, but we want these ones to have knowledge as to what they learn.
Absolutely. And here's some entertainment for you guys too.
Oh boy, but I've been waiting on that.
When you think about this, this is kind of like a school. And Doug, I like how you pointed this out. This is kind of like a school. Did the teacher ever tell you, now come up and put a heart or a thumbs up on the board?
Oh no, of course not. Teacher ever say? Did Mrs. Limmer, Mrs. Martha Limmer, or Darlene Limmer say, all right, come on up here and draw some circles and hearts around the board?
Never.
So this is a class by itself that you join. Now, we don't want hearts and all that stuff on the board all the time here. Let us know what you learn.
And man, I'll tell you right.
You know, if everything goes right, bud, and I've always wanted to do this, and you know, bud, how long have we been talking about tests?
We've been talking about them for a very long time.
Yeah, so if we get more interaction, more about what they've learned, pop quiz, right?
Yep.
Random pop quiz, and we will do that. What we'll do is I think maybe if everything goes right, all right, this is your privilege. This is the best we can do right here, Kane. This is the privilege. Watch this. All right, you tell us what you learned. You come with us with your suggestions. Come to us with your questions, everything like that. And we maybe can build up a pop quiz come the end of each month. Or, no, can't do each month. That would be too much, but for the anniversary time, we could do pop quizzes when we do the Facebook Live.
That is actually brilliant, Doug.
See, because you know what? If we get a good audience here, which we have there, then you know. Then this is it. Then we can say, hey, who's all here? And then you can read it, see who's all there. Take kind of like a roll call, take attendance there, you know?
And not to be funny, but if you remember, Doug, we did actually at one point in time, we did almost have a class, and what a disaster that was.
Oh my gosh. That one student kept interrupting. If anybody that's listened to that podcast, you can tell my voice, I'd lose my cool. I was, and you could tell too, couldn't you, Kane? Because I'm like, all right.
Yes, I really could.
Finally, bud, I'm like, I told that guy, didn't I? I said, all right, now just pay attention, you know?
Yes.
And, well, that's why we stopped the class, because we didn't want that anymore.
Absolutely.
We did not want that at all anymore. We didn't want any of that anymore. And that's the thing. So Facebook Lives and stuff like that we do, because think about it, wouldn't that make a better anniversary to have? Then it'll make it seem like, okay, you graduated from class. You get a congratulations.
Right. Well,
think about it, bud. Sound good?
Absolutely. And, well, you know what, man? I'll tell you what. I think we've pretty much gotten our point across.
We've gotten our point across. So, I hope everyone stays healthy, stays safe, and also stay cool. And get your questions ready, and get ready for next week, because it is what it's going to be, and we're going to get right down to it. So, keep the air conditioner on. Stay cool. And last but not least, if you want to join, please take it seriously. Over and out.
Thank you, bud. That was a very successful one.
Yes, I believe it was, bud. And we got our point across really good because it's like, because I talked to Eric, bud, about the, about one of the bands, bud. And when I tell you about how that goes next week, you're going to go, they got police bands like that? You're going to say, wow. And then, I think we should revisit the shackling portion of it there, bud. What do you think? Afterwards, we should revisit that. Recap.
That's a good idea. Hey, bud, thank you for doing that with me, bud. I'm going to go and visit my brother for a little bit, bud, okay?
All right, bud, we'll catch you later, bud. And Tiny is looking, bud, to see if she can't find anyone for Friday night, so...
Well, I appreciate that, bud.
Because I know, bud, that the last thing I wanted to do is ask you again.
Right, and I appreciate that, bud.
Because, bud, you can be honest. You were getting a little bit irritated last week, weren't you? Did you understand?
But I understood, but at the same time, yes, I was getting irritated.
I could tell because you're like, I don't know who you can call, boy.
Yeah,
that's how I do. Yeah, I mean, I understood, like I said, but, you know, it's like, but Tiny couldn't find anyone there. They didn't have any females there. Yeah, what the heck?
Whoa.
Yeah, this time, and I'm like, wow, all right. So, so what she's going to do is she's going to maybe try and, call some people, because think about it, bud, 6 o'clock at night is a little bit more successful than 6 o'clock in the day.
Right.
Alright, bud.
Alright, buddy, you have a good week.
You too, bud. Alright.
Alright, buddy. Bye. Yeah. He sounds a lot more clearer, don't he?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, you ready?
What, was he in the hospital?
No, he got a new phone.
Finally got a new phone, huh?
Yes, he did.
What kind of phone did he get?
But I have no clue. What you about to eat, bud?
Just cooking candies and maybe chocolate.
Kylie, dude, I love those sausage and cheese biscuits.
You haven't put butter yet.
I'm happy.
No. You are missing out.
Yeah, I gotta tell you right now, buddy. Did you enjoy Father's Day breakfast last week?
Yeah. I might come in and cook that sausage. Yeah, that's a bowl. That's been in the fridge now for a little bit, hasn't it?
I don't know how much to eat.
It's probably old now. I've been meaning to cook it, just kind of had no damn time.
You want spaghetti for supper?
We can. I just
pulled
this.
You're going to be home if you're not?
No, I just pulled this up.
Oh, okay.
I was going to cut them up for you and just fry them for you.
That's going to take more than two.
I mean, is there another one in here? Your gray shirt.
Put these hands in.
Well, I walk around the top.
Trap. denied you. God searched my heart with a fine tooth. Remove me so they can find you. I broke the law about a thousand times. Now I'm trying to be like you. It's like Kobe Bean on the dream team. Shaq needs when it's time now. I can't hit you with the dream shake. Glove putting you on lockdown. Every time I'm in Israel, it's like God's hand over Israel. I'm just trying to give God praise. This is really how the real feel. You can play around and you can play too. I'm just doing what I made you do. He made a way for me, he made a way for you. And it's because of him that I can pray for you. I know my way ain't the right way. When I tried that, I was down bad. Now I'm dying killer with my dying killer.
brushing, manicure, breaking down the